to apply power to one of the lights.
Dave Berg is moving around a darkened stage at the Riot Auditorium. He's been here all day, helping to install the new stage lights. Overseeing the work are a few professionals visiting from a Seattle-based theater group. Berg walks between rows of large black metal lights that are hanging at waist height from ceiling cables.
So we actually got power to these now.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm gonna raise this one up to see how much it builds.
Yeah.
For over 30 years, Berg has been a volunteer with the Mitkoff Mummers Community Acting Group. He also runs the stage lights for other community performances like dance recitals. Berg says the installation will bring the theater up to current standards. Volunteers are replacing about 40 incandescent lights with LEDs. The new lights can change 10 different colors.
We can change from a totally red stage to a totally blue stage to a totally magenta, totally yellow, or spot it, you know, and have magenta in the back and white light up front. And so it's going to be very user-friendly as far as the operators are concerned and very appealing to the eye.
Berg says the quality of lighting will also be different, and the audience will be able to tell the difference.
The lighting is very bright. LEDs are significantly brighter for the amount of power that they use compared to the old incandescent lights. Since they're color changing, we no longer have to put gels in the lights to have different colors.
Gels are squares of colored cellophane that volunteers had to place in front of the old lights to change the colors. Mark Roberts knows all about that. He's another volunteer with the Mitkoff Mummers.
Hey, that's what I can do right now.
Roberts joins Berg on stage to help with the installation. He says he's also excited about the new lights.
There's 10 different colors in each light, so you don't have to, you know, change the colors anymore or do anything. We just do it from the panel. I think that's going to be one of the coolest things, even though there's a lot of cool things about the lights.
The new LEDs will be cheaper to operate. They'll also run a lot cooler and won't make the auditorium as hot. The new lights are fixed, meaning they don't move, but Berg says they can always add movable ones in the future as another upgrade. The auditorium is named after the late Sid and Vara Wright, who received grant funding to build the current theater back in the 1980s. Berg says the facility was exceptional back then and still is.
We're very honored to continue this, you know, maintenance and upgrade of this world-class theater that we have here in a small high school in Southeast Alaska.
The $65,000 project was paid for by the Rasmussen Foundation and several local organizations, including the Petersburg School District, the Northern Knights Theater, Petersburg Community Foundation, the Mitkoff Mummers, the Mitkoff Dance Troupe, Alaska Marine Lines, Rexall Drugstore, and other local donors. The next large-scale performance at the theater will be the Mitkoff Dance Troupe's Spring Recital, when over 150 children will be performing. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.